Welcome to the Entrepreneur Ride Along Podcast, where you follow along with Jake and guest entrepreneurs on the journey of starting, building, and scaling real businesses. Take a look behind the scenes at the good, the bad, the sales, the expenses, and the strategies of each business to learn how you can start and scale your own business. Here's your host, Jake Lang.
Hello and welcome back to the Entrepreneur Ride Along Podcast. This episode is all about the quarter three income report. I do this every quarter for my businesses, my portfolio of online businesses. I come and give you an overview of how much money I am making in each business, and I break it down here for you on the podcast, talking about my revenue, my expenses, and my profit for each business. And I post all of that online. I post all of it. I try to be as transparent as possible to show you what is possible in the online business space. And you can see all of that, the past income reports over at theentrepreneurridealong.com/income reports, all one word, so income report is one word. And you can check out all the previous episodes and blog posts of the income reports there. So let's get into it. Let's look at quarter three of 2021. So quarter three was June, July, and August of 2021. So we're looking at that period of revenue and expenses. So looking at totals for these 3 months, total revenue was $17,518 across my three profitable businesses. Expenses were $6,563 for a total profit of $10,982 for the three-month period. Now, that is a lot of expenses for me, $6,563. I'll get into that in a moment, but let me just say that is way higher than I'm used to. There's reason for that. I had to pay some big expenses this quarter. I'll get into that later, but that is a lower profit margin than I'm used to. Typically, my profit margin is 70 to 80%. So almost everything I generate online, pretty much everything that's revenue is profit, just goes right into my bank account. This month, my profit margin was closer to 60%, which is the lowest it's been in a long time, but I'll explain all of why it was so low. And I will also specify and clarify that it didn't hurt me at all because over the last couple of months, I knew these expenses were coming. I use the Profit First system. It's from the book Profit First, which means essentially that I save up a chunk of cash. Every single month, I took aside $600. So it's usually I pay myself twice a month. So I put aside $300 the first half of the month, $300 second half of the month to cover these big annual and unexpected expenses that come up in your business. That way, if you have a bad month and you get hammered with a bunch of expenses, you have this annual account that is there to cover the expenses, rather than it just hammering your revenue and profit margin, and then you're left with nothing to pay yourself for the month, and you go out of business, you can't live and support yourself financially because you have these giant expenses. So that's the Profit First system. So because of that, even though I only had a 60% profit margin this month, and I only had a profit of $10,982 over the course of 3 months, I still paid myself a minimum of $4,000 to $5,000 in income per month. That went to my bank account, my personal bank account. And so that math doesn't add up. As you can see, $10,000 divided by three is not $5,000 per month. But because I had that savings, I do this every month. I tuck some aside and prepare for these big annual and unexpected expenses. I was able to manage the inflow of expenses paid out of my savings that I have. And that way I was still able to pay myself a nice hefty profit of personal income, so that my cash flow was not reduced by my expenses. My cash flow still went straight into my bank account. So just a caveat there on expenses and profit and why my profit margin was high, but I'll get more into the expenses later. So let's look at my three businesses, my three profitable businesses that I'm holding at the moment. Associate PI, a business selling online courses in the insurance industry. Pomsky Owners Association, a business teaching people how to train the Pomsky dog breed. And this business, the Entrepreneur Ride Along, that you are listening to right now. Associate PI, that generated $8,913 for quarter three. Pomsky Owners Association had a great quarter that generated $8,242 in quarter three. And the Entrepreneur Ride Along, only $363 for the quarter. If you have listened to my other episodes, my other income reports for the year, you'll know that I really scaled back on this business because I just spent the last 6 months writing a book. That book is now published, which is incredibly exciting. Over at steponebook.com, you can check that out. But that's why there's almost no revenue there, because I haven't been doing coaching. No group coaching programs. I'm not pushing my online courses. I'm just writing and focusing on selling the book. And that's not profitable right now, but it's the right decision for long-term profit in the future. But that's why there's almost no revenue there. So the bulk of this episode is focusing on my other two niche businesses. So that's talking revenue. I'll get into the specifics of each site in a minute. Let's first look at expenses because I started getting into that. So let's just look at it now. As I mentioned, expenses total was $6,563 for the three-month period for this quarter three. Here's the breakdown. Here's the big expenses here. Hosting. I paid $1,697 for hosting. I use the company Prodigy. It's from my friend Dan Faulkner. He's out in New Zealand. He gets me my own server. He manages my whole WordPress site. He does pretty much everything for me. I got my own server. My websites are very, very fast. No hiccups, no real loading time, because I pay so much for hosting. So that hit in June. I pay on an annual basis. So I paid the $1,600 I pay every June. So again, I was prepared for that. I've been saving that $600 per month. So it was just sitting in an account waiting for this big expense. So I went ahead and paid that expense from my annual account using the Profit First system to cover that annual hosting expense. I also paid $1,300 for my virtual assistants. I have a team of four virtual assistants that help with data entry, social media, answering emails, a variety of tasks like that. I'm going through a big process of scaling the Pomsky Owners Association, and you'll see when I get to the revenue aspect of talking about the Pomsky website that it blew up this quarter. You can see it almost surpassed Associate PI, which has never happened before. But that's because I did a lot of work with my assistants. They were a huge help, and taking some of that lift, working hours and hours, probably saved me hundreds of hours, more than that actually, over this quarter, doing everything from marketing funnels and marketing pushes and email management and website tweaks and optimization. So that's why the virtual assistant expense was so much higher this month. Usually I pay around $300 per month. So this was more like four or five. One of the months was $600 for my virtual assistant help. I'm also a member of SPI Pro, that's Pat Flynn's membership community, so I paid $460 for an annual membership there. So those are the big expenses that I was kind of expecting. I knew they were coming, and I was prepared for that. But those combined don't add up to the $6,000 that I was talking about. So where did that expense come from? And it's really from one place. As I mentioned, I'm writing a book. At this time, I had finished my book in quarter three. It was done. The draft was ready. There's a lot of expenses that come with writing a book. So the two big expenses with writing a book are the editor and the design fees for designing a cover and everything else that goes with the formatting of a book. I paid $1,276 in August for my editor. I used the company Scribendi. Yeah, Scribendi. They were awesome. They turned it around in 2 weeks for a 60,000 page book. A 60,000 page, that'd be a big book. 60,000 word book. They were my editor. They turned it around right away in 2 weeks. Incredible editing service. Highly recommend. But you got to pay a big chunk of cash to get an editor. So that was a big expense now that I had to get a professional editor before publishing the book, which is good for anybody planning to read that book. It's professionally edited. It's not littered with spelling mistakes like my usual blog posts and everything else I write. The other big expense was from the company 99 Designs, 99designs.com. Is I ran a promotion. I posted a job for somebody to create a book cover for me. And that design costed $409 to run that contest, but I had submissions from over 70 different designers submitting their vision for what my cover should look like. All I had to do was go out there and say, hey, this is a book that I wrote. Here's the topic. Here's kind of my general thoughts of what the cover I want it to look like. I said, minimalist, simple, I don't want any realistic photos. I kind of like the clip art. I kind of like, you know, nice colors to make it pop. And I had 70 different designers submit their designs. I picked the one that I loved. I ran a promotion. You guys might have seen that email if you're on my email list to pick the best cover, vote on the best cover. And I picked the best one, worked with the designer, made a bunch of tweaks, and made it the perfect cover. And now it's out there at step1book.com. You can check out that cover and what the final version looks like. But it's well worth the expense of $400 to get a professional cover. So that was the bulk of it. Those are the big outlandish expenses. Other than that, it's things like paying for Libsyn podcast hosting, my accountant, G Suite email. Check out the income reports at theentrepreneurridealong.com/income reports. If you want a full breakdown of all the expenses, I'm just not going to talk through them all here on the podcast because that would take forever. So now let's get into the performance of each individual business. I'm going to start with Associate PI. If you listened to my last income report episode in quarter two, I told you that it was my worst quarter to date for Associate PI. It's been struggling. This quarter didn't get any better. Only $8,750 in revenue, an average of $2,900 in revenue per month. This is a website that typically generates an automatic $5,000 per month in revenue. So something's going wrong. I've been distracted with writing. I've been focusing on writing the book Step One. I've been focused on these other projects. So granted, this website, Associate PI, has not been getting my love. But that is still so much lower than I expected. And it is a major red flag that I'm focused on now for the end of the year, until the end of the year, to get that back up to the level where it's hitting $5,000 in revenue every single month, because that's what I rely on. And I talked about this in the last episode in quarter two's income report. There's three big reasons why sales have dipped and why they're so low right now, and they've just leveled off right around the $3,000 to $4,000 range when I expected to be $5,000 to $6,000. One, I changed the entire website. I redesigned the entire website, and it's not working as well as it used to be. I thought I optimized it and improved it. I thought I made it better than it was, but my conversion has dropped, so something's going wrong there, and I am now doing tracking. I use the system Hotjar, hotjar.com. You can get the free subscription there, and you can track, you can create heat maps and watch what people are doing on your website. You can get live video recordings and actually watch how people navigate on your website. And I'm doing that. I've been doing that for the past month or two, and I'm just getting into the results now to figure out what is going wrong. Why are people not using this website the same way that they used to? Where are they getting confused, and why aren't they converting? So that's one issue. Second issue was I switched to a new online course platform. I'm now using Thinkific. I used to sell the courses. They used to be hosted right on my website, on my WordPress website, using the WP LMS theme. But that was just too clunky and slow, and I hated having it all hosted on the website, because if anything ever broke on my website, my courses would go down and then people couldn't access their study content and they'd fail their exam and get mad at me because my site was down. So I moved it all over to Thinkific. And Thinkific is awesome. The platform is just so much better. It is so much more professional looking, and that's what I wanted. But I think there's a little bit of a learning curve and hitting some speed bumps here, because it's confusing people. They are used to accessing their courses right on my website. Now they have to go to a new platform. They go to associatepi.thinkific.com, which confuses people. It's a different website. My courses are held elsewhere. So my suspicion is that people are a little confused transferring over to a new platform. It's different than it used to be. And I think people are still getting used to it, and I think that's hurting conversion. Jury's still out on that one. I'm still watching it and seeing what happens. I'm tweaking the sales pages on Thinkific and course platform. I'm improving the branding to make it look more like my website, make it more seamless, and make it seem like they're not going over to a new platform. But I'm still working on that, and I'm going to watch how that performs towards the end of the year. And lastly, the biggest reason why this website is suffering is because I broke my website. And I talked about this on the last episode, the last income report episode. But what I did was I don't know what I did. I made a bunch of changes to my website. WordPress can be a little finicky sometimes. And I broke the page where people subscribe to my email list. There's a page on my website where I say, hey, download a free practice exam, get on my email list, get all my free content. 85% of my sales come from my email list. I do a ton of email marketing for this website. And the page on my website where people go to type in their email and name and email to download my practice exam was broken. It was coming up with a 404 error, a website error. So people could not download their free practice exam and join my email list. And that has had a lagging effect. I worked with my web host. We thought we fixed it. We've been back and forth now 4 or 5 times because something keeps happening where it works for 3 or 4 days and then it breaks for 3 or 4 days and then I notice again, or somebody complains and okay, we get it back up and it's working and then it breaks again. So we finally just said, scrap it, screw it, we're going back. We just reverted the website back to how it was 4 months ago. It's been working since then. It was able to keep all of the design and look of the website changes that I made, but we removed some of the funky coding that I did and some of the intricacies that I added, and it seems to be working for now. But because of that, it was about a 2 or 3 month period where every 3 or 4 days, people couldn't get on my email list, and it would stay that way for a week until we fixed it again. And because of that, when I'm used to getting 200 to 300 new email leads every single month, I was now getting maybe 50 email leads per month. That's really low compared to what I'm used to, so that's just why the sales weren't coming in, because usually people get on my email list, and within the first week, they end up buying my course because they are just ready to take their exams right now. But if new people can't get on my email list, then they can't see my email marketing, they can't buy my courses. So that's why sales are so low right now. I think that's a big reason, but I don't think it's the other reason. I think it's those three reasons combined that I just told you about. And this is going to be a huge focus for me towards the end of the year. Major, major focus in quarter four is Associate PI. Get this website back to $4,000 to $5,000 in revenue per month. Launch some new courses, write some new blogs, monitor the website and make tweaks, and get this thing back up and running at full speed. Huge project, and that is the plan for quarter four, is get this thing back to normal, because this used to be my bell cow, my big business, the one that brings in all the profit, and it's suffering right now. It's struggling, so I'm going to tell you guys all about what's working, what's not. I'll make sure to document this all for everybody that reads the blog and listens to the podcast. So that's Associate PI. That's what's going on there. A little bit of a struggle for the past couple of months, but things will change. I'll get it back. I'll save it. Let's look at Pomsky Owners Association. And this thing saved me this quarter. Associate PI struggled. The Pomsky website stepped up, and I'd done a big marketing push here anyways. I told you my virtual assistants were doing a lot of work here. So that saved my revenue for the quarter, just having this other business being diversified into multiple online businesses really helped me. One of them suffered, the other one stepped up and really kept my revenue and my profit at the same level that I'm used to. This website, the Pomsky website, brought in $8,000 in quarter three. So that's right around $2,000-$3,000 per month, with the best month being August, which brought in $4,500 in 1 month, more than I made from Associate PI. The big reason is that my membership brought in $3,000 in that 1 month. I had a bunch of annual memberships that joined. I pushed it heavily in August, gave a bunch of reasons why people should sign up for the annual membership, which is $200 or $300 or $200 to $400, depending on the plan that they choose. And I had a bunch of people sign up and join the annual membership. So that brought in a lot of profit in the month of August. Additionally, I've been pushing book sales and affiliate sales. And so book sales continue to surpass $400 every month. Audiobook sales were up around 100 per month. Affiliate sales were around 400 per month. And a new revenue stream that I'm playing with is selling marketing space on the website. I get a lot of outreach emails, people that have pet blogs or in the pet niche that ask to write blogs for me or get backlinks from my website or promote their products on my website. I ended up working with 4 new partners in the month of August, charged around $75 to $100 per blog post. I said, you can write a blog for my website. I have to approve it. I have to look at it, but $75 if you want to market on my website. And I had 4 people sign up, 4 people that reached out to me, 4 separate people. I said, yep, I'll pay you $75 to $100, depending on the plan that they chose. And that's a new revenue stream I'm playing with. Brought in an extra $275 this quarter just by letting people write content for my website. So that's a potentially additional profitable revenue stream that I can add to this business. So this business just continues to take off, and it's something I'm going to continue to push and keep it going until the end of the year for quarter four, because this one is just flying on autopilot right now, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. So that's Pomsky Owners Association. Let's look at the last business in my portfolio, and that is the Entrepreneur Ride Along. And again, I mentioned this website only brought in $363 for the 3 month period for quarter three. And that is intentional. I wasn't doing any coaching. Any time I was focused on this business, I was focused on writing the book, step one. And it's now live. And a little sneak preview here, I'm recording this after the launch. I'm recording this after September. I'm recording this early October, after the quarter has ended in August. So I already know how the launch went. The launch was all of September. You guys might have heard about it, but ended up with over 120 sales, 25 five-star reviews. It was the number one new release. The e-commerce category and the home-based business category, and it reached number 2 bestseller in the e-commerce category on Amazon. So the launch went great. It was amazing. And all that work that I put in over the past 6 months of writing this book since March, when I sold the first copy of it as a pre-sale, until now has paid off. Now those sales are just rolling in new leads that will feed into my marketing funnels to buy my my coaching, my courses, my other products and services. So it was the right long-term strategic move. It was the right move for my business to bring in new leads and build that authority and continue getting out there in the entrepreneur space. But with that, it has really hurt the revenue of this specific business because I'm not coaching. I'm not doing group coaching. All those things that require my time and my expertise, I took all of that manual work and I focused it all on the book, which will be passive income, which will also then lead into new coaching clients and future profitable products that I can launch. So the right long-term move, but because of that, very, very low profit this quarter from the Entrepreneur Ride-Along. And that's it. Those are my three businesses that I'm managing at the moment. I've started 8 businesses over my course of starting online businesses, but shut some down, put some to the side, and these are my 3 profitable ones that I'm holding at the moment. Next quarter, I'm really focusing on Associate PI. As I mentioned, get that thing back up to $5,000 per month in revenue. Book launch, that's still continuing. I'm doing a lot of book marketing, and I'm creating a whole book marketing sales funnel right now to really push new email subscribers into buying the book and getting sales from the book and then leading that into my courses and memberships, whatever else I sell. So that's the big plan for quarter 4. More coming. You'll hear all about that in the quarter 4 income report. But that does it for the quarter 3 income report. Again, final numbers were $17,518 in revenue with $6,563 in expenses. Higher expenses, again, because I had to hire an editor and graphic designers and people to format my book. And that resulted in a profit of $10,982 for quarter 3. And with the Profit First system that I implement, that was plenty for me to take my savings, pay off these larger expenses that I had, and still pay myself a minimum of $4,000 to $5,000 in profit every single month, which has been my goal since I quit my job in April. I took on entrepreneurship 4 times, was to hit that $5,000 mark every month. So still continuing to hit that in personal profit and paying myself that income. And I will continue to keep you all updated at theentrepreneurridealong.com/income reports, all one word. You can type that in and check out all the income reports that I've posted over the past 2 years and podcast episodes I've recorded. So that does it for the quarter 3 income report podcast. Thank you for listening. I will catch you all on the next episode of the Entrepreneur Ride Along podcast.